In Israel and elsewhere in the Middle East, 2010 has seen soaring expectations and dashed hopes. We're going to go to Lebanon shortly. First, though, The World's Matthew Bell examines how the peace process has fared and what the future might hold.
In the de facto Palestinian capital of Ramallah, hotels and restaurants are fully booked. Every other street corner seems to have a new building going up. The security situation is probably better than at any time in the last decade. In many ways, it's been a good year.
Well, there were, in fact, 2010, in my opinion, were a Palestinian year par excellence in terms of succeeding despite the most adverse, unprecedented situations for any nation.
Hussam Zumlot is a Fatah party spokesman. He says the Israelis still occupy Palestinian lands in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, and that's got to end. Nonetheless, Zumlot says Palestinians and their leadership have turned a corner in the last year.
The logic of if they destroy, you destroy isn't working. Palestinians now, after all these years, are rather focused on the positive energy, despite the extremely negative energy coming from their opponent. The World Bank says that actually, despite all the difficult circumstances Palestinians face, they are now ready to assume full statehood.
What the Palestinians are not ready to do is return to the negotiating table. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is still refusing to restart direct talks with Israel unless settlement building stops. Going into 2011, the Palestinians are focusing on a different strategy. They are seeking unilateral recognition as a state from the international community. They're also reportedly seeking a resolution from the United Nations Security Council that would condemn Israeli settlement building. Israeli government spokesman Yigal Palmor says those efforts are harming the chances for peace.
All these diplomatic successes that they boast now are nothing but fireworks. I mean, they make a lot of noise, they please the boys, but then they vanish into thin air very quickly, and they will be left with nothing to hold, nothing tangible.
Palmore says direct peace talks are the only way for Israelis and Palestinians to resolve their differences, and that despite the lack of progress in 2010, next year could provide an opportunity.
There is no lack of disagreement, profound disagreement between ourselves and the Palestinians on many core issues. But how else will we ever solve these problems if we don't talk to each other? So I believe that direct talks are only a matter of time.
But so far, the U.S.-sponsored peace process is widely considered a failure in the region. Washington has suffered another major setback in the Middle East this year, says Israeli security expert Jonathan Reinhold of Bar-Ilan University.
Iran and its allies, Hezbollah, Syria, and Hamas, have actually increased in power. Turkey has begun to move into that sphere. Hezbollah seems to have made enormous ground, is now the de facto ruler of Lebanon, and has rocket capability of hitting anywhere inside of Israel.
Reinhold says the U.S. and Israel both perceive Iran's nuclear program as a serious threat, and that military cooperation between the two allies has never been better than during the past year. He says the Israelis do see military force as one possible option for dealing with Iran, but it's not a great one.
While Israel certainly thinks that a nuclear Iran is a disaster for the region, it has to weigh up how much damage it could do to the Iranian nuclear program, and given that, how much damage will Iran do to Israel in response?
On both counts, Reinhold says, the estimates are such that Israel is likely to let the United States continue to take the lead on dealing with Iran during 2011. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.